All right, fire away.
Okay.
Are we not doing the intro thing?
Well, what do you want to do? Intro.
My name is Doug.
My name's Cambo.
Jeez. Give me my energy, man.
My name is Doug.
My name's Doug.
My name is Doug, and I like to party.
My name is Sandy, and I like to party.
My name's Cambo, and I don't mind a party.
Okay.
Love you.
Great. Well, let's get into it. Ladies and gentlemen, you may have already seen on our Facebook and Instagram posts a short little video with one handsome young lad explaining some of the things that the three of us will be getting into this year. Just a quick reminder of that. We'll be, well, obviously you're listening to this podcast at the moment, so you'll hear this hopefully weekly. And on this podcast, we aim to break down the week's news, have a laugh about it. We'll keep it short and sharp and quality content, as Campbell would say.
Quality.
And yeah, we'll also have some punishments this year. That's new. So what we'll be doing is whoever gets the lowest tips out of the three of us will have to face a punishment each week. And we would really like it if you guys maybe sent some ideas in as well. We already have a few ideas from Sandy.
Yeah, well, there's a couple floating around. I don't know. I think the first one we're going to do is going to be a bit of a blind leads. Okay, so basically the loser, so Doug, is going to be in the goal square with a blindfold on, and he'll be making leads out towards Cambo and I, standing on the 50-meter arc. We're basically just going to ping balls at him.
Until we hit him in the head?
Yeah, until we keep hitting him. If we hit him more than once, then it's better.
Right, so that's an idea. Well, so that's something that's along those lines.
That's going to happen first, I think.
Does the punishment have to be fully related?
Not always.
No. We're happy for anything. We're happy for dog food licked off people's faces and...
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm just assuming it's you going to lose every week.
So we would love it if people were to come up with fresh ideas and non-dog related.
Oh, so if you got a good idea for a challenge or a punishment, then just direct message us on Instagram or Facebook or find us in person. We usually float around.
Yeah.
Awesome. What else are we doing? Is that it? We're doing the punishments, which is the tips.
Yeah, so it'll be a punishment video.
Oh, yeah. We've got some trick shots. Well, I think they'll be released more sporadically.
Yeah, it's just whenever we feel like I've got, and have a kick.
I've got some trick shots.
Hang on, I think I got one of them.
You got one?
Collectively, we've got a few videos.
Look, between the three lads, there's a fair few
all
trick
I'm
shots
saying
floating around.
Is there's some slack that needs to be picked up from the others in terms of trick shots.
Hey, we've got a lot of near misses.
There is an underrated art to being the one standing behind the target and fetching the ball and kicking it back every time.
Without them, the trick shots just
exactly. That's 100% right. So, you're welcome.
Yeah, so we'll try and get some good trick shots, not just the stock standard stuff.
Yep. Take it to the next level.
Yeah, exactly.
We're a podcast for the people. We're here to bring it and inspire.
Inspire through excellence.
But then, yeah, we've got the tipping.
That's
so
our new motto.
Whoever is the top tipster for the week, if it's not one of us three, we might want them to join in the podcast and share their little secret tips for the future weeks and get a little bit of insight into their talent.
Yeah, look, if you're killing it on the tipping front, we're going to be coming after you looking for some answers.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, look, we rate ourselves, but obviously there's going to be some good people out there.
Yeah. There'll be a bit of Dream Team trash talk, seeing as we're all doing it. It's my first time in 4 years that I'm doing it because my mum beats me every year. So that's why I've named myself the Wooden Spooner, just because I'll be at the bottom, I reckon. But it should be interesting to involve that chat as well.
Yeah, right.
Mm, anyway. Right.
Enough of that. Moving on, what have we got next?
Carry on. Okay, so I reckon we dig into some juicy predictions for this 2020 season. What I'm looking for is, just really quickly, we'll go premiers, Brownlow medalist, and Coleman medalist.
Are we doing like most likely to happen and then a roughie? Or are we just going straight out, most likely?
Just what you reckon is going to happen right now.
Right now.
Pick one, Cambo.
Go.
Okay, I'm going to Richmond for premiers. Oof. Paddy Cripps for Brownlow. And probably Jeremy Cameron. Or even Dustin Martin's a chance for Coleman, I reckon. One of those
pick two. One.
That is wrong.
Oh, I'll go Dusty Martin.
No, that is Dusty. So okay. Wrong. Dusty's not
Doug,
winning
what do you
the Coleman. See, the problem with Colemans are they're objectively true.
Yeah, exactly.
And Dusty only wins things because subjective Melbourne viewers
Well, when he kicks the most goals, he'll win the Coleman.
He won't. Well, then I'll eat my words then.
Yeah, good.
Look, I think Campbell's gone pretty easy, to be honest. Except for the Dusty thing where he's just...
I asked if we were doing roughies or if we're doing straight out, and you went, oh, you're going easy.
Well, I've got to back the Eagles in for premiers, don't I?
Well, you don't have to.
I will back them in.
He'll feel very guilty if he doesn't when they do win.
Brownlow, I don't think Cripps will win enough games, so I'm going to go, why mess with the winning formula? If Fifey's fit, he'll win.
He won't win enough games.
Yeah, but good point.
Gary Ablett won it as a Gold Coast player.
Carry on, alright.
I'll stick
Coleman.
With Fife.
Coleman.
Coleman. I'll go Lynch. No, I'll go Cameron. Because Lynch.
Or yeah. Charlie Cameron.
Which Cameron? Jared?
Charlie Cameron.
Jared's Cameron. A bit of a tough
Jez.
One.
I'm going Jez Cameron.
Jeremy
got
Cameron.
Got the full line to himself.
It's quite a sensible call.
Thanks.
Righto.
It's going easy.
Jeremy Cameron. Oh, come on, mate. Just all right. Well,
last year.
Premiers, I'm going the greater Western Sydney Giants.
No
redemption story. This is going to be... Their team is so good, though.
Yeah.
Really. Like, if they learn from last time.
If they learn.
Then they'll be good. They got some good young kids in as well.
Callum Ward's coming back.
Toronto's out, but...
Jimmy Taranto.
He almost maybe half a season, but they got Tom Green, who looks like an absolute jet, and Ash, who could get some game time as well. Plus their keys just all around the park are just ridiculous anyway. So
lovely. All right.
Yeah, the Giants, and I'm going to go Brownlow medal. Fife is tempting, but he's going to spend more time.
Come on, short and sharp.
Yeah, come on, mate.
I know, but you kind of rattled me there.
Hey, you asked the question. How could you be rattled?
Yeah, I just sometimes rattle myself.
Yeah, right. Get to the point. Okay, so. All right,
Brownlow is going to be. it's going to be Cornelio.
Oh, goodness.
Right, eight. Well, we can guarantee
this is an all Giants.
So he's got premiers for the Giants and he's going.
And Cog.
Cog for Brownlow.
The big Cog.
The Cog.
For Brownlow.
And then what? You Coleman?
It's Walters, mate. Sonny Walters.
It's a fair chance.
I've never been more confident in a preseason prediction than I'm going to beat you two.
To what? Beat him?
Beat you both.
What do you mean?
I'm definitely going to be closest.
The Eagles?
Oh, I'm going to get them all.
All right. Well, we'll see.
Also, hang on. I've got a question for you, Campbell. If Dusty wins a Coleman, surely he wins the Brownlow.
That's a fair point.
You know, I saw an article that the only person to ever win the Coleman and the Brownlow is Tony Lockett.
Yeah, so you reckon Dusty's going to do it?
He's got a chance. I reckon it will.
Well, he may as well lock him in for Norm Smith as well.
Well,
if they get in the grand final,
that's a predetermined winner, isn't it? Yeah. Look, when I was at the Gabba and watched them in the finals, Richmond versus Lions, Dusty was the difference. Lions obviously had just as many scoring shots but kicked his points, but Dusty was, I think, kicked 6 goals straight and he made it look so easy and he was in the mid, in the forward, everything.
It's because it was easy. It was the Lions, mate.
You made the finals. Where did you guys end up? Ended up second on the ladder. That's it. I reckon, yeah, Dusty, if anyone has a chance of racking up a heap of goals, he could rack up 3 a game so often.
I've heard enough about Dusty.
Okay. You asked the question, mate.
We move on.
Yep, all right. Keeping it short.
Moving on.
Right, what was your next question?
Doug's called it.
If Buddy Franklin would it be a type of beer... What beer would he be?
A type of beer. The obvious answer
would be Swan, right?
Oh, I was thinking Carlton Dry. No, Carlton Dry.
Why?
Just because, I don't know, I used to always have it and it was always around, but just it's not there anymore. It's just not even in my thinking at all.
Righto.
I'd probably put him as a fat yak or something like that. He's always had a bit of a beer gut on him.
Do you have an answer, Doug? Just one.
Huh?
He thought he was being smart at that one.
he wasn't ready for a serious answer.
Right.
What do you think?
You're going.
What do I think? Yeah, he just won.
He's just, okay. Right. Boring, but...
So, interesting talking point, though, I've been thinking of is what's your names on the tipping competition and what's your names for your dream team and all that sort of stuff. Because everyone puts in some funny names.
Funny names. Oh, tipping, I haven't put any effort in. I'm just on there as Sandy McKay. Right. It's kind of boring. Maybe I'll go back and change it. But
well, I'm just Cambo.
Dream team, I like my dream team name. Fat Knife.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So it's obviously Nat Fife with the first letters swapped around. So
the fat.
Yeah, we got the joke.
The fat knife. And you know, the saying goes, Nat Fife running through like a hot knife of butter.
Yeah.
Is that what they say?
He's the fat knife. But he's not fat. He's a knife though. Kills everyone. Destroys them.
Hearing this awkward silence. Oh right. Well, yeah, I do like the league name. Fraser Gehrig.
Fraser Gehrig Appreciation Group. Is that it?
Something like that.
Yeah.
It's quality.
It's good.
We're all about quality already.
Yeah, it's all quality.
Yep.
Yeah, we had a Snapchat group with the same name.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right.
What's your name then, Doug?
My tipping name. Last year, I'll probably turn it back to this one again. Because Campbell brought it up the other day. McDonald Tipping Footy.
McDonald Tipping Footy.
Yeah.
So, you're right.
Speaks for itself, I guess.
I get it.
Well,
please explain.
Anthony McDonald Tipping Woody is a footy player.
Oh, I get it.
But
no, I get it.
McDonald Tipping Footy.
Okay, yeah.
Instead of Tipping Woody.
Instead, I get it.
And my, I know a lot of people like to go with puns for their dream team name, like with AFL players' names in puns.
Give us an example.
Oh,
I got one.
You know, I could. Yeah, go on.
Yeah, so the brother, Finn Dog,
yeah.
His name is DeBoer de Meria.
DeBoer de Meria, there you go. Interesting choices.
How long did he stay awake at night thinking that one up?
It's good, I like it.
Yeah, I've heard, there's also a few others I've heard, which is great. We won't get into them because we don't have time, but...
Because you don't remember.
Hey. But mine...
Is pretty good.
Is a pun with my name. And it's a question. The question is, dug yourself a hole?
Oh, yeah. I get it.
So,
that's actually your name.
Doug is my name. and my team name is Dug Yourself a Hole because instead of making a pun with some guy who I don't know, I'm going to make it with my own name, you know?
So that's your dream team name?
Yeah.
But your tipping name is...
It's McDonald Tipping Footy.
McDonald Tipping Footy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well done.
So thanks. I should really make a good tipping name then, shouldn't I?
I don't know.
No, that should just be the normal kids and then you can sit in the background with your fancy name.
Yeah. There's pretty good names out there though. I've had a look through the list and I can't remember any of the top of my head, but there's some good ones.
A few imaginative creatures.
Yeah, so if you're in the league, get a creative name. Yeah, we'll have a spot prize for most creative name.
Yeah, so if we can get some most prizes on board, we could do something like that. Most creative team
name. I believe the one to beat is McDonald Tipping Footy at the
moment. I don't know.
So get
us. I don't know. Yeah, right. Well, we'll throw it to you. Put a creative name up there. We'll get the best ones and put a poll up or something. And
yeah, and if we can determine a prize, we'll sort it out for you.
Yeah, right. Well, Campbell, you seem to dodge this one. So what's your name?
It's just Cambo.
Alright. Yeah. And both?
Oh, no, and the dream team is just Wooden Spooners. I like to keep my expectations low. and then, you know, we'll see how we go. Like, my mum, she's dominated me for too many years in a row for me to have any confidence coming in. So, we'll see what happens. But I'm likely to be down at the bottom on this one, I think.
Yeah, right.
Like I was telling you recently, I bring the players into the team that I would like as an actual player. You know, if in the defence, I just want them... stop the goals being scored, they might only get spoils, not marks or whatever. Whereas in Dream Team, you need the marks, you need the kicks, you need the tackles and stuff. So I'm always falling short on points because I chase the locks in defence rather than the ball hogs.
Yeah, right. It's an interesting point, really, isn't it? Like, who do you choose in your dream team? The players that you like, or the ones that you know are going to do well? Because I know there's some players that I really don't like having in my team. Mm. And I refuse to do it. There's a couple.
Okay, who's someone that you don't like?
Oh, Eagles players?
Yeah, just in general.
Most of them.
I don't know if I've got any Eagles players in my team.
Dangerfield.
Oh, yeah. Don't like him.
Yeah. He's a good player, but I don't know. There's something about it. I don't want him in my team.
He just likes soaking it up.
Yeah, there's other players out there, so I'll just choose them beforehand.
Okay, so when you have the salary cap is like at its highest point and you're about to buy your first player, who's the one you're like, I need to have him in my team?
Fife was the first one.
Is that because you love him or because you think
he's good? Because I love him and because he is very good.
Yeah?
He's very good. I think, well, he's going to play a bit more forward time, so I don't know if that plays into lower scores or maybe possibly some bigger scores because he had some plus sixes there with the goals. Mm. But
what about yourself,
that's in a kid straight.
Huh?
What about yourself? What's the first player you want? Like, I want this in my dream team.
This year was Tom Mitchell.
Tom Mitchell, it was a bit of value there. Right?
Coming back from injury, didn't play a whole last year. Just give me, everyone must have him. Must do.
But okay. I think he'd probably be in about 50% of the times at least.
Yeah. Campbell, I'm going to guess yours.
Go on.
Lachlan Neal.
Oh, I actually don't have him in my team.
Oh, you don't?
I'm a bit filthy about it because I love him, but...
How can you be filthy? You picked the team.
Yeah, well, all your fault.
Just the way the money was rolling in the picking the team. Oh, yeah, I decided against it. I just think, but I got Jared Lyons because I think they're lucky.
Is he your man? Your first?
Nah, Jared Lyons was probably second or third I picked up.
Who's your first pick?
Probably Grundy, I think. Yeah.
Brody Grundy? Yeah, that's pretty...
Yeah, it was a lot of money, but...
He is. He's worth it.
Yeah, and I quite like Bacha Hooley.
Bacha.
And a few of those, are, like you're saying, value for Tom Mitchell. I reckon Dylan Roberton was a bit of value.
Yep.
Sam Doherty.
Yeah.
Coming back.
Done your research, Campbell.
Yeah, he's running through your whole team now, or what?
Hey?
He's running through your whole team now?
Well, you guys are intimidated, aren't you? I'm flexing all these names on you. And then I think the other one Jared Lyons, because I think that Lockie Neal got more tags this year than, because last year he just demolished.
Yeah, he's been known to not do so well under attack.
Yeah, but I think that is a way he can play to the Lions' strength, like allow the other players in the Lions to...
Just kind of suck up a tag for the rest of the team.
Yeah, like he's a sacrificial player, you know. He's a man for the people.
Yeah, right.
Seems like a good player. Good at football too.
Yeah, nah. He's good, yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. Didn't he play for you guys?
Oh, I think so. I can't remember. I mean, I only really care about the people who like Frio as a team. I'm loyal to our football club, so...
Won a fair few of those Ross Glendinning medals.
Yeah, that's nothing though, is it really?
Yeah, he nearly won a Brownlow. With the Lions, first year in.
Well, I nearly got to, 95-8.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
So I can't say
that's it. A really subtle flex from you, Sam.
Well, it wasn't.
That's not the first time I've heard anyone mention their ATAR since leaving school.
Well,
I don't even know my ATAR, so that's really weird that you just bring that up out of the blue.
Your memory must be pretty bad because you only finished school a couple of years ago.
No, from memory, I don't remember the number, but I beat you. That's all I know.
Okay. Yeah, next point.
Moving on.
Yep.
That was a bit long. How long have we been going for?
That's right. We're on a tangent sometimes.
We can speed things up. We can get back.
I was looking at a few of the Marsh series games, and I know that they're not a true 100% reflection of the normal AFL season, but they do try and make it as close as possible. And like the umpiring and all that should all be the same, obviously. So I was thinking... What would we like to see change in the 2020 season this year? And my point was umpires going too early on their whistles. That really gets me, especially with marks.
Grindy ears.
Oh, 100%. When someone goes up for a mark and they kind of get some hands on it and the umpie blows the whistle and they drop it. Like they blow the whistle straight away. And then they drop it. Like, it's not a mark.
Just assuming they're going
to
hold it.
They're assuming, yeah, because they want to, you know, obviously make it run smoothly. But they dropped the mark, and it should have been a drop mark play on, but they've just been too early on their whistle.
Mm.
I don't like it. It really just gets me. Obviously, it's hard, and they think they've got the right call. But, I mean, wait one extra second, blow the whistle. If they're taking a mark, they're going to be standing there holding the ball, going back. You know, they'll be setting up as if it was a mark, yep. or they'll play on. That's fine. There's no need to go early on a mark. So, you know, you wait, confirm it's a mark, blow your whistle.
All right, he's obviously thought a lot about this one.
Oh, I have. No, it happens way too many times, and it just gets me. So that's mine. So what's something you'd like to see
changed? I'd like to see 2 years consecutively without any rules changed.
With no rules
changed. I reckon they should make a rule that says, and this is contradicting my point, that they should make a rule saying no rule changes for a two-year period, unless there was like a real, like, nah, this is blatantly obvious when it changed. If there's any like, oh, no, we won't do the kick in there, we'll just run it on from the goal square, and oh, we'll change all these random other rules into things. Like, actually, we'll give it 2 years of hitting it out with these current rules, see how they go, rather than 1 year.
So they changed the rules last year. They changed a few. This year, they haven't done too much. Are you happy with that? Or you mean this wait till the end and then again, don't change anything?
Yeah, I think this year was the first time I thought, they haven't changed too much. It's not too bad. But I'd love it to just, like, the game's just constantly changing so much.
Yeah.
That I'd just love to see it if it was consistent for a couple of years. Because teams don't have the opportunity to really like gel with the game. And then all of a sudden they play a whole new game again. Juniors are coming in with a different set of rules. They're playing with the traditional AFL rules or whatever. Come into the seniors all of a sudden and it's a completely different game. Like the coaching from a junior level hasn't been corrected based on the rule changes. They've still got the traditional game style coaching and therefore players are actually not coming in totally prepared for the new version of the game. That's something I would like, but that's just to answer your question. It's not something that I feel as strongly about as your marking decision on that one. But yeah. Yeah.
But so they have they tweaked a few of the runners' rules.
Yeah.
Is that fine, or do you just still wish there was no changes? Just keep it.
Well, I kind of agree with the rules that they've brought in the sense that I reckon players should play coach to coach and quarter time should be when the coaches can influence the game, not during the game.
Yeah.
Because, like, you look at NBA, for example, there's just too many stoppages and coaches' involvement. Like, if these are the highest paid athletes in the world, surely they're smart enough to work it out for themselves on the court. But at the same time, I was kind of happy with how it was before. So, and if they just kept it the same, it would have just been consistent for a spectator.
Yeah, right. Oh, that's good. I like that. I like that. Mm. I agree.
State of origin, I think I'd like to keep that.
So yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a good idea, I think.
Mm.
I like the state of origin. But
I just think it's good to
have the actual individual states.
Yeah.
Obviously, Victoria's probably going to smash everyone, but
maybe split them up. I don't know if they would.
Split them up to country, like the under-18 system almost. Have WA, Australia, the Allies, big country, big metro, maybe.
See, I think it just depends on how much the players' holidays they want to sacrifice for it, you know, like in terms of time that's spent dedicated to a tournament, whereas...
Oh, right, because they'd have to play multiple games.
Yeah, whereas when it's just the two teams, they can do it in one game.
Get it done. Yeah, that's fair. Fair point. That's
interesting.
Anyway, back to...
Dougie.
Back to Doug, let's go.
I was still on this question.
Yeah, man.
You guys have been chewing me off.
Yeah, well, I thought you left. You know, I hadn't heard anything from you.
Well,
it's rare. Usually he's got something
like that. It's good. Oh, should we just keep talking? Or?
Yeah.
This is textbook Sandy. He comes up with this question, passes it off as impromptu, off the top of his head, and then really he's been stewing over it for the last couple of weeks.
I'm the only one.
He's probably got a whole page written down. But.
We'll carry on, Dougie.
But I have got something.
Okay.
Spin it in.
Well, he should.
No, I would like to have a clarification of the ruck rules. I used to be a ruckman myself. You know?
Usually. Debatable.
Before, you know, my favourite coach quit and so did I. No, that's not true. but, you know, I have sympathies towards the ruckman because sometimes you're watching, you got no idea. They both jump at each other and the umpire calls some random call. And I think we are confused, ruckmen are confused. I don't know, if they have just some clear, if they cleared it up or told us what was going on or just let it go, any one of those would be fine.
No rules in the ruck?
Yeah, no rules.
How would that go?
Oh,
just knees straight in the rib cage.
Hey, that's what you get the knees and the guts. That's what you're supposed to do.
Or no rucks.
The pushing arms thing. I've got no idea. People put their arms out and sometimes it's fine, sometimes it's good, and sometimes it's illegal. I don't know.
It was a valid point. You're obviously not...
You guys wouldn't understand, you know, when you're over 6 foot like me, maybe you'd understand.
Yeah, so you're...
I think I am actually over 6 foot. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I understand. I played ruck once for school, actually. Yeah.
But then, like...
Don't think I got hit out.
I played ruck once for that AFL 9s in the opposition ruck. Oh, you playing tapped kids? It straight to our...
Is that under 9s?
No, I thought it was. That was, okay. That was like 2 weeks ago. I went in the ruck because, no one else was willing. Or some old bugger was like, oh, dumb Achilles. So I jumped in and I was half the size of the other ruckman, but brought my hands up to the contest, but he just tapped it to my teammate. So I called it a win. 100% accuracy from my ruck contest.
But now you've been exposed.
Exposed, yeah. And now I'm just racking up goals.
Oh, all right. How many did you get last night?
Oh, I assisted in more than I...
How many goals did you get?
None.
Hey, so racking them up, eh?
I was playing in the midfield.
Oh, for half of the game?
Yeah.
All right.
All right, settle down, boys.
When the team racked up all the goals in that second half, though, we just clicked, eh?
Yeah, like, and who was at full forward leading the charge?
Fraser.
Me.
Good context, well, though.
Fraser, I set up Fraser for his first goal at half. I really got the ball rolling.
Yeah, once he's...
One of myself... One for Fraser. Just dishing them off like they're nothing.
Selfless.
All right,
I remember
guys,
that first goal you kicked was kind of because...
Just settle down. Oh, please. Right. I want to remind you of a well-known saying. There is no I in team.
Yes. Okay.
There's three I's in responsibility, and I've fulfilled my responsibility for the sake of the team.
Just stop.
Just stop with this smart ass agent.
Anyway, if you didn't know, we're in an AFL 9's team. Well, I mean,
you were just talking about how good you were.
Two games, all right?
Played half
bit of
games.
Bit of context there for people who are confused as to what that discussion was all about.
Mm, it's the netball version of AFL, pretty much. It's for us older codgers that don't want to get injured. And
what's wrong with netball, man?
I'm just saying, it's a non-contact sport.
He said there's nothing wrong with it.
I play netball too.
We like all sports. I repeat, we respect all sports.
Except for lawn balls.
Lawn bowls is not a sport.
No, badminton.
Badminton's a good sport. No. Anyway, off track.
Nah, I think we're very much.
What else is that?
Badminton is not a sport.
Possible not segment sport. Next week. The sports we respect, the sports we do not.
Yeah, stay tuned.
Probably not going to happen, though. Let's be honest.
Righto. So, we wrapping up. Have we got anything else to say before round one?
Get excited.
Yeah, get pumped.
I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm really excited. Looking forward to it. But, yeah, so we've got the three different things. Bearing in mind, you've got your tipping with the Joker rounds. Just to summarise, double your points on those 5 weeks that the Jokers have selected. So tip wisely those weeks.
Check it out on the Instagram and Facebook page.
Yep, Streak.
If you haven't signed up yet.
Yeah, just sign up. Just do it. Get started. You'll get an email notifications saying... You know, do your tips pretty much. Like, so you got no excuse to not place your tips.
Yeah. And everyone who signs up goes in a draw to win 2 tickets to Ronest Island, thanks to Ronest Fast Ferries.
Yeah. So good blokes over there has helped us out. So.
Yeah, so you may as well just sign up even if you don't want to do it. You might win a couple of tickets to Roto.
Yeah, pick your favourite colour if you don't know anything about footy. You'll pick all the home teams.
Mine's purple. So if you don't have a favourite colour, purple.
Well, that would be one way to lose.
That's only one team as well.
Yeah, it was like when I was helping your dad out selecting all the home teams for him because he had no idea who to pick. I felt so bad every time it was like Metricon home ground. I was like, oh, well, he's going to lose that one. He's going to lose that one.
Hey, the Suns beat. Oh, they didn't only beat, they destroyed Geelong.
Alex Sexton, 6 goals that game. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, 3 Lads of Love Footy. Join our footy tipping comp, which is footytips.com.au/comps/3Lads of Love Footy. And yeah, good luck, get around it, and listen to the potty, and you'll have a chance to get some more prizes throughout the year.
Yeah, and give us some challenges to do, some punishments that are going to be quality and that you want to see.
Yeah, get the content out there.
And shout out to Keegan Brooksby for getting a trial at Hawthorn.
Big Keegs, my man, you've done it. We all believed in you, and you've done it. So congrats, mate.
Yep, we're just a voice for the people right now. We all believed.
Yep.
On your keg.
On your kegs. Congrats.
All right.
Oh, you're closing with Dougie's bad joke.
Chick, chick.
Yeah, so we're going to finish with
boom.
The triple D segment. Don't, Doug, don't.
It's not that good.
Just throw out your best joke right now.
My best joke? AFL related?
Just a joke.
Brizzy Lions.
Oh, don't, Doug, don't. Oh, all right, gosh. Well done.
It's a dagger to the heart.
We will improve jokes next week.
Doug needs to come prepared because he's not naturally a funny dude.
Yeah, it's true.
Alrighty, cheers. Catch us next time.